America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Board President comments. The board president is not here tonight, so I get to try and muddle my way through one of these things again. And please just bear with me. I'm on probably about day 135 of the 100-day cough, so we'll get through it as best I can. And it's going to be a condensed version in one form or another. So any other board members have any comments at all?
I have a question in reference to the volunteers getting the tax credit. Have we made any headway as to how we're moving forward with that so I can appease the masses?
At this point, the regional school districts have done nothing with it.
Okay.
The recommendation pretty much across the board in the other schools has been to do nothing until they need to. At this point, that will be a discussion the board will ultimately need to have to make a determination if that's something that they wish to do. But I have no further information that I can share as far as what other school districts are doing, because to my knowledge, and Lori and I actually just talked about this, she sent out a questionnaire to all the SBOs regionally, and she indicated that no one has taken action.
Any other board comments? No? Superintendent comments?
Just real quickly, big congratulations goes out to our athletic teams working hard. All of our teams have had multiple different games and matches, some with a little bit more success than others, but we're excited to see our student athletes playing on a regular basis. Regents exams start tomorrow here at the junior senior high school. So that's always an interesting time for our student body. And I'd like to thank our administrative staff as well as our teachers at the high school for all of their preparation, getting ready for those Regents exams. 3-3 testing will be coming forthwith as well. And those will all be taken online again this year. So I know our students have been practicing and preparing for those evaluations and assessments, and I know our tech department has been working feverishly to ensure that everything is going to function as it should when the students turn those computers on to do those evaluations. Just real quickly, administratively, you guys have anything you'd like to share about your buildings, departments?
We have our simulation tomorrow, so that will kind of work out all the bugs as far as our computer-based testing goes. We're going to do that in third grade, so that will help them practice the online components of the test that are a little bit tricky for them. We're continuing with our citizens assemblies, so we're recognizing lots of students every month, which is great. I've gotten good feedback from that, so I'm happy to continue doing that. Fidelis Care is coming with some gift cards each month for us to give out to students. So I've kind of come up with a plan with our PBIS coordinator to draw a student each month out of all the students that are put in for citizenship or railroad of the month, and they'll get that gift card. So all is quiet on the Western Front.
So our simulation is Thursday. We're going to do 8th grade math. Math is more difficult on a computer sometimes than the reading is. That's why we chose math. And at the end of this week marks the end of the second marking period. That means the top 10 is finalized. So the top 10 is the culmination of their grade point averages from their freshman year to the halfway part of their senior year. So I will be calculating top 10 next week and getting that out to the community.
It's annual review season for the special education department. It's knocking on the door. February is right around the corner, so we'll start with meetings February 12th and hopefully have them wrapped up by mid-May.
All right. One comment I would like to make, and it's more of a thank you to both Lori and Heather, who have gone above and beyond spending 10 and 12 hour days for the past 3 weeks trying to put our payroll department back together after the very sad and untimely passing of Renee Grosbeck. She'll be missed after a very, very brief illness. She passed a handful of weeks ago, and she's missed. But Heather and Lori have worked extremely hard to both learn the system, get things up and running, to make sure that everybody is still being paid and that benefits are still being provided to our faculty and staff. So thanks to Lori and Heather for doing that work. Thank you.
Is that it?
It is.
Old business?
No old business.
Board and staff report.
I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the treasurer's reports and accompanying documents that you have before you.
Make a motion.
Second. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Board minutes. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of November 20 and December 20 of 2023.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Lambert? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
CSE, CPSE minutes. Kendra's been extremely busy. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSE and CPSE minutes from the dates that are listed in your packet.
Motion. Mr. Pratt?
Second.
Mr. Barber? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Resignations and terminations. Any concern with taking these as a group? Right. I'd like to recommend, with thanks and regret, the resignation of Dr. Shannon Newell from the Board of Education, effective November 29. She's been working with us as a school psychologist and getting us all caught up. It's great to have her here in that capacity. I'd also like the board to approve the resignation of Faith Pollock from the position of school nurse. As well as the resignation of Mr. John Ott from the position of Food Services Director. I'd also like to recommend the board approve the resignation of Danielle Palmer from the position of Clerk, Guidance Secretary, and I'm hoping that you'll be appointing her shortly to Payroll Clerk. I'd also like to recommend the termination of Mr. Tim Ward from the position of Cleaner.
So moved. Mr. Barber? Second.
Second.
Second. Mr. Lashbell got in there.
Perfect. Roll,
sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Any concerns with taking the appointments together?
No.
No.
All right. I'd like to recommend Tanya Zovatowski to the position of Transportation Secretary, John Ruggles to the position of Mechanics Helper, Shelly Cerniak to the 26-week probationary appointment of school nurse, Jen DeRussia to the position of substitute teacher's aide, Danielle Palmer to the position of payroll clerk, moving over from guidance. I'd also like to recommend Anna Lindberg to the position of transportation personnel supervisor with a prorated stipend of $5,000. I'd like to recommend Alyssa Beebe to the position of cleaner. We also have a group of coaches for this year that I'd like the board to approve. Troy Austin, volunteer assistant wrestling. Shannon Huntington, grades 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, girls intramural basketball. John Godfrey Jr. to the modified girls basketball, Team B. Samantha Godfrey for grades 3 and 4 and grades 5 and 6, intramural basketball. I'd also like the board to approve Shea Whiting as a mentor to Rebecca Vile, and Christine Hoagland to a full-year mentorship to Alex Sprague. We also have some folks that I'm recommending to serve as the Capital Construction Project vote. Chief Inspector Heather Morcom, Penny Hollister, Elections Inspector, Marsha Ross, Election Inspector, and Danielle Palmer, Alternate Election Inspector, if needed.
Okay, that was a big one. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Lashbell, a second. Mr. Pratt, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
We have a few leaves of absence, all for maternity and paternity leave I'd like the board to consider. Ashley Godfrey, on or about April 6th, until or about May 20th. John Chandler, from January 2nd till on or about January 16th. As well as Haley Deno from her teaching position September 3rd, 2024 until on or around November 4th, 2024.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second.
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 Mr. Lambert, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Transportation contract. You have before you a parental transportation contract for the individual listed to help transport a family member to and from school who is presently living out of district.
Motion.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
We had our audit. Our audit was clean, very good audit, so a big thank you to Lori. We have a couple of issues that we need to address as part of a corrective action plan. Our extra class, as well as our 4% threshold, we need to submit simple documentation and forms to the state for those. You have them in front of you as part of your corrective action plan. I'd like to recommend the Board of Education take action to approve those plans.
Motion.
So moved.
Mr. Westfell, a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
We have several requests to utilize the facilities from nonprofit groups and groups that work with you as part of the school district. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the Whitehall Wrestling group to host a tournament here on March 8th and 9th. Miss Lynn Enny of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary to utilize the LGI on April 27th as a training day. Girl Scouts is requesting to utilize our facilities on February 6th, April 26th, and February 10th. And the Skeensboro Rescue Squad is requesting access to the junior senior high school for a basket party on April 12th and April 13th.
A motion for that?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton?
Second.
Mr. Pratt? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We are coming up upon our fourth trap season. I'm excited to recommend that the board take action to approve continuation of our trap club for the 23-24 school year.
Motion for that?
So moved.
Mr. Barber,
second.
Second.
Mr. Pratt?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Just one quick question on that. Why does that have to come up for annual approval by the board?
Because it's a club.
We have a lot of clubs.
Yeah, but it's one of those. I want it on the board agenda because it involves rifles.
Understood.
So I want to make sure. Yeah, I want to make sure that each year any Board of Education member that may have a concern with that sort of a club has the opportunity to voice a concern if they haven't had it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. we have a few disposals. We have a griddle from the high school kitchen and a griddle from the elementary school kitchen that were both replaced last year. A large mixer, which is unrepairable here at the high school, as well as 75 small wooden classroom chairs. We would be adding anything that has a value to Auctions International.
Motion. Mr. Pratt, second.
Second.
Mr. Lambert, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Discussion.
Discussion.
On them chairs, you're putting them chairs out for auction. The other stuff you're not, are you?
Only if there's a value to it. If it's a scrap value, we'd send it to scrap.
Right, it would be for scrap.
Yeah.
Now, while we're in the disposal part, I know it has nothing to do with this. There's a bunch of tires I know that's over to that bus garage that we're trying to get cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, we didn't get those.
Yeah, we just need, well, we still need a list of them.
Yeah. Well, okay. There's a cost to getting rid of them.
Right.
Correct.
So I didn't know if there could be. We put our tires out on side of Route 4 and put free on them. And They stop and pick them up because there's a cost to the municipality for us.
Okay.
I understand you can't give stuff away free.
We can do that. We'll get that on next month's agenda because we need a list of the tire
and
sizes.
Joe started the list, and with everything that happened in the past 3 weeks, it just didn't. Okay.
I know Joe has been wanting to.
Yeah.
We took a bunch of steel over for him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as soon as we get that list, we'll get it on agenda for disposal, and if that's the way to get rid of them, we can certainly
do that. That's what I would recommend. I mean, what sense paying $20 a truck tire or bus tires to get rid of them?
Well, because they don't pass DOT for us.
They might
work for somebody else.
Right. Yeah, you put them over there, and then loggers come in. And
okay.
You won't believe what that day.
Yep, as soon as we get that list, we'll get that on the agenda. Take care of that.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye. Sorry, Chris.
That's okay. I knew that if anybody was going to prolong this,
that'd be me. He's used to that.
I'm glad he did because I think you were pushing up against my fastest meeting.
Close.
Glad you're asking questions. Cost you, Frankie.
All right. I've shared with you previously, and you have before you the 31 school districts, our BOCES regional advocacy priorities for the 2024 legislative session. I'd like the Board of Education to approve those advocacy priorities, and we'll get those letters off to our legislators.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Mr. Lambert. Any discussion? All in favor?
We're good.
Aye.
Opposed.
Thank you.
Yearly, we participate in a cooperative energy program to help reduce our costs for energy purchasing. This year, NYSMIC has provided a great package, so we are recommending that the board take action to approve that cooperative.
A motion?
Make
a motion. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
All right, we had on here the Whitehall Administrators Association. I had a quick conversation with Ethan today, and they are asking that we table this for now.
Okay.
Next up, items of information. You have before you a draft policy on workplace violence prevention. The vast majority of the information in this policy we had in other policies in the district, but the state is now requiring us to have a standalone workplace violence prevention policy, so you have access to the verbiage that has been provided to us by the state for that workplace violence prevention. This gives you the opportunity for a first read, and you'll have a second read next month and approval at the March meeting.
So we don't need to take action on that?
You do not. And that's it.
That's it. Public comments?
I have a couple. Keep it down. I'm going to have to read you Nicole's nameplate. Did you say psychologist?
Yes.
I said psychiatrist.
I know.
You sure did.
I was the one that saw it on the order form, and I'm like, that's not right.
All right, I'll redo that. We didn't get on his title, transportation.
Personnel supervisor.
And the griddles that were taken out, one of them does not work. Mm-hmm. And I believe we are going to scrap them. I think we've talked to Louie about that.
Yep, we got a little scrap here for you.
Yep. And we're just waiting for Champlain beef, Lake Champlain call to come and undo the one at the high school because it has to, it still has gas lights.
Beef could use a griddle.
It could. Maybe I'll cook us up something like that. And my final one is, PTA is always slacking. We missed Board Appreciation Month, so we at the PTA just like to thank you for your dedication to our students, faculty, and staff. And here's just a hodgepodge of gift certificates.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And everyone gets a free bus tire.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's a good idea, Frank. Everyone gets a free bus tire.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So you open that for me. Yes.
Okay. So there's a statement I have to read.
That's
the session. Yeah, I should be.
He talks about me taking the oil.
We can do it this month. Are you sure?
There's nothing pressing.
All right.
Then we will postpone. Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Thing is
motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mr. Driver,
pick two.
And, Mr. Pratt, seconded.
Yes,
no, all in favor.
Works for me.